global leaders of the Methodist Church voted in February for what they call a traditional plan to ban homosexuality. The church's judicial hierarchy still needs to approve this ban, though. The Reverend Elizabeth McVicker serves as a pastor in two Methodist churches in Salt Lake City. KUER's Daisha Eaton talked with McVicker, who also has a gay son.
Give me the overview of what's happening here in Salt Lake City in Utah.
We have 17 United Methodist churches in Utah. The overwhelming majority of them are in favor of inclusivity of gay and lesbian people, doing same-sex marriages, ordaining gay and lesbian people. There are just two or three pastors that would have more of a conservative perspective. There are six passages in the Bible that mention homosexuality, and those are used by the traditionalists to justify discriminating against gay and lesbian people. I, as well as many others, read the Bible in a larger context and understand that many of those passages don't even refer to what we understand as consenting same-sex attractive relationships. Some of those passages actually relate to temple prostitution, which is not what we're talking about at all. Some of them talk about pedophilia in temple prostitution. And on the other hand, I look towards the message of Jesus Christ as the real standard. While Jesus said much about many things, he never said anything about homosexuality. Instead, his whole ministry was about inclusivity and particularly tending to the people who've been left out of society. And so that's the approach that I take in my ministry.
Is it possible that there may be a fracturing of the church?
My sense is that the church is already fracturing, and we are in the stages of formalizing different denominations. Exactly how that will play out is still unclear. Parts of the traditional plan that were passed at General Conference will stand. The part that I think won't be deemed constitutional is the exit plan that was passed, because there were similar exit plans which would allow local churches to leave the denomination and retain their church buildings and property. The traditionalists may choose to stay within the denomination and continue to rule it. If they do, then the progressives and many of the centrists will choose to form a new denomination.
That was KUER's Daisha Eaton in conversation with Elizabeth McVicker, a Methodist pastor in Salt Lake. Methodist leaders are considering holding a revote because a recent investigation shows irregularities in the initial vote to ban homosexuality.